listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your choice to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. I'll tell you what, it's exciting to be here. I couldn't wait to get in here today on this Monday because this is such a big week, such an exciting time for the Cleveland Browns. They got a little bit of the help that they were looking for. And in many ways, shape, and form, many cases, they're going to have the ability to control their own destiny for the first time in a very, very long time.
They are. And I think that's the thing that head coach Rob Chudzinski, and when the media talked with him today, one of the things he got into was the question, do you talk when you address your players about the playoffs?
We talk about our goals, you know, but more specifically, and most of the time we talk about what we need to do right here and now, because that's the thing that you can control. All the other things, you know, people talk about all the different scenarios and you start get caught up in those things and you miss out on the present. And so we're really focusing on the present.
And I like that. Stay in the moment, and that's what Rob Chudzinski is going to bring to this team. Smooth sailing, steady the ship, keep him focused on the job at hand, and that is the take on the Cincinnati Bengals. But that being said, Chud was asked if the loss by the Bengals did give the players a little bit of an extra boost.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't see a difference in our guys. I think that as we've done all season long, they've been focused on the game that they're playing. I think the guys have seen that, you know, we can play with anybody if we're on top of our game and doing the things we need to do and taking care of ourselves. And I think that they're excited about playing. That's what I see them.
Yeah, I think that it's consistent with Chudzinski's point that nothing really changes, that if you start taking the approach that now it's more important to play better, prepare better, that means you weren't in the right frame of mind to begin with, that whatever he was setting in place when this thing all began in the offseason was all for naught. So what he's trying to say is, I'm pretty sure the message is, this doesn't make it more important. This just it's just another thing that you can throw in there, another factor. I mean, no one's going to lie. Of course players pay attention like we do as to what the meaningfulness of this stretch is all about. And it's helpful. It's really helpful, I think, on a cold day like today. You're going to go and practice outside, as they did, and feel like you're practicing with some purpose, that you aren't just going through the motions here of a season that's already over for you, which is, again, happened so often to this team. And I like – go ahead.
No, keep going.
I like this Rob Chudzinski was talking about, because they've had this bye week, and I think people still try to just look at the bye as that's just shut it down and unplug. To some extent, that does occur, but it was interesting to hear what Rob Chudzinski – how he responded to the question of what did you get accomplished during the bye?
We had a good, productive bye week. Players and coaches had a chance to get a break and re-energize. Had a chance to study ourselves internally and work to improve in those areas, whether it was personnel, scheme, from a technique standpoint, all those things we've had a chance to work on this week.
And he made the point, I don't know if we necessarily had the cut that said this, but he made the point that it wasn't a vacation, and what his expectation of the team was, come back stronger, come back hungrier.
Yeah, and I think they will. And even though you want to say that, you know, it doesn't change that the Cincinnati Bengals lost, it does, because these guys are going to come back hungry, and they know that what they want is right in front of them now, and all they have to do is come out and execute. And listen, it's human nature. Just like we talked about how the guys played when Brandon Whedon was at quarterback versus when another guy was at quarterback, there's a little bit of difference. When you're playing for something as big as the Browns are going to be playing for this Sunday in Cincinnati, it is going to improve your focus. It is going to improve your preparation, and it is going to improve your performance, hopefully, on Sunday when you go after it and want it. Now, the pressure, and like you said, this is a good learning experience, good or bad. It's a good learning experience for the Cleveland Browns to play in these type of pressure-filled games, and especially a pressure-filled game like this on the road. And Rob Chudzinski was asked what it takes to be successful on the road.
It takes a great focus to win on the road. And, you know, it's a mentality of a business mentality when you go on those trips. I think that you have to go and play a full team game, and that's, you know, where we're at. Offense, defense, special teams have to play well together. You don't get the added boost of the crowd and the energy that a crowd brings to you, but You know, I think that if the guys, it just, again, it takes an extra focus to win on the road.
And I like that he brought that up. And what I hope really happens, too, to this team is that they're burned into their psyche is the memory of that game at Kansas City. It wasn't that long ago, but, I mean, to go to Arrowhead Stadium, to have a chance to beat the only unbeaten team in the league and have a really good chance to do so,
yes,
and to blow it, basically, because of mistakes and whatever it was that prevented them from winning. But they certainly outplayed them overwhelmingly in the second half. You could say they should have won that game, but you don't win, so you don't win, regardless of what the shoulda, coulda were. But I hope that that stays with these guys and lingers with these guys, that that was a road trip in as tough an environment as you could play. You would easily argue it's a tougher environment than what you're going to see in Cincinnati this weekend, because it's the toughest in the league or one of the loudest in the league, right up there with Seattle. And to see that come down the way it did, I hope stays and lingers with these players as they prepare for Cincinnati.
And I think that it will, and I think they know, they have the confidence, too, of knowing that they can beat this team. I think that that is very, very important, and I wonder if that's one of the things that the head coach talks about when he says, what's changed since the first meeting with the Bengals?
Well, I think we're different in a lot of ways. I think that as coaches, we have a better grasp of our guys and understanding them, what we do. I think our guys have a better grasp of what we're trying to do from a system standpoint. Obviously, there's some different faces, most notably the quarterback's different. I think that we're playing better football. I think we've improved from the beginning of the season and certainly from that game, as I'm sure they feel they have as well.
Yeah, again, that's the two, and we touched on this earlier about the whole mindset of this Bengals team that has to be very different, frankly, since that first meeting here in Cleveland. When you think about what they went through in losing that overtime game, what they went through in losing the previous overtime game,
right,
against the Dolphins, they're a team that has to feel like, you know what, we can't finish. I mean, we're having a real big finishing issue here. So I think that's got to come into their, creep into their mindset. Hopefully some doubt is there. Hopefully that's a little bit distracting. But the Browns can't count on that. In fact, what the Browns should count on is a team that should feel like it's got to take care of business at home. And I think that's the one thing you can look at as being the negative for this game from the Browns' perspective, is that they're facing a team, you talk about hungry, angry, whatever emotion you can have that can help an opponent bounce back. The Bengals have that. Now, I think about the Pittsburgh Steelers humiliated against the Patriots in week number 9, and they turn around and teach Buffalo a lesson, right?
Yeah, they
weren't going to come into Heinz Field and play with the Buffalo Bills. They came in and said, all right, we'll slap you guys around because we know we've been getting slapped around way too much. So I think some of that's going to, again, from the Bengals' standpoint, I see that mindset.
And the Bengals are undefeated at home. They've beaten Pittsburgh 20-10, Green Bay 34-30. They've beaten the New England Patriots 13-6 and the New York Jets 49-9. So they have not lost at home. If you want to rock a team psyche, take a team that's come off of two overtime losses, two gut-wrenching losses, and then beat them where they haven't been beaten before. The Browns have a chance, I think, to really kind of rock this Bengals team headed into their bye, and then they have to come out and play at San Diego against Indianapolis. They do not have the easiest finishing schedule coming out of the bye either. Big opportunity here. Tough opportunity, but a big opportunity. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it'll be time for the Roundtable, which is always brought to you by Sam and Dave's. That'll be right after this. Tom Withers, Doug Deacon joining us here on CBD.